Tov Kuf Pei Dalad Si'if Chav Vav. When there's a Bris Mila Rosh Hashanah, then the Bris Mila should be done after the brachot of the Haftarah finished, before Tekiyah Shofar. And when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, where there's no Tekiyah Shofar, then the Mila should be done after Ashrei. Now, in a situation where the minig is that the Mila is done in the house where the child is, that means it's not going to be done in shul, then, even though we just said beforehand that the Mila should be done after the Haftarah, before Tekiyah Shofar, but then the Mila, when it's going to be done in the house, then the Mila can be done after leaving shul. However, the Matir Ephraim says that if the house is not too far from the shul, in a situation where there won't be such a delay, there won't be such a Tircha of the Tzibor, of course there will be some level of Tircha, but it won't be such a Tircha of the Tzibora, then he says it's Toiv to do the Mila before Tekiyah Shofar. The expression he uses is, in order to have in the hands the zechus of the Mila at the time of Tekiyah Shofar and other timim. So what are these other timim? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Beis Yosef, because you should have Avraham, then Yitzchak. We talk about Bris Avraham v'Akedas Yitzchak. The Bris, which is Bris Avraham, should come before the Shofar, which is Akedas Yitzchak. That is the reason which the Mishnah Berurah brings. The Gra brings another reason of Tadir v'sheinei Tadir, Tadir Kedem. That Bris Mila, the mitzvah of Bris Mila, is performed far more often than the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. Therefore, the Bris Mila should be done before the Tekiyah Shofar. Matthew Ephraim brings a very interesting minhag of one Gadol. He says there was one Gadol, when he would do the Mila on Rosh Hashanah, when he was a man Rosh Hashanah, he would not wash his mouth after the Mila. Rather, with a mouth which was still meluchlich bedam hamila, he would blow the shofar. Why? In order to mix the mila together with the shofar. However, he says, nevertheless, he would wipe his mouth from the outside before blowing, not from the inside, and he would also wash his hands because they covered the bracha. Now, Shmuel Kamenetsky says that this idea of blowing the shofar before the mila, and that's only on Rosh Hashanah itself. But during El, then the Mila is not considered to be part of davening at all. And the Mila is just placed after davening. Meaning, the Bris Mila is something that is supposed to be done as early as possible in the day, because of Ketima, because he's supposed to try and do mitzvahs as early as possible in the day. However, the earliest possible time to do it is straight after davening. Therefore, you finish davening and then you do the Bris Mila. During Elul, the shofar is considered to be the end of davening. And therefore, during Elul, shofar is done before Mila. Even the Rosh Hashanah, Mila should be done before the shofar.